My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. He represents the Golden State's 46th Congressional District, and he's been a frequent guest of ours as it relates to the debate over immigration policy. He's been a strong supporter of the recently enacted Arizona laws that toughen immigration security, border security provisions, which lawmakers and the governor in Arizona say needs to be done because the federal government won't enforce its own laws. Today at the Supreme Court, a mixed verdict, the court ruling unanimously that law enforcement officers could ask for papers to prove that folks are here legally if they are pulled over for an unrelated offense. Some of the other provisions of the law, though, struck down. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Most of the attention right now seems to be on this issue of the 8-0 verdict on whether or not folks could be asked to prove they are here legally if they are stopped for a separate offense. Is that the headline for you, that got upheld today?
Yeah, that was the central issue to be decided. There were other peripheral issues that were part of the law, but everyone up until now felt that that was the most significant. And let me add, CNN, of course, is running a headline saying, court strikes down important provisions of the bill, when indeed we need to be celebrating by the fact that the court actually upheld the most significant part of that bill was upheld by the Supreme Court.
There were other issues in the bill as well that were struck down, as you mentioned. That includes not being able to be prosecuted for applying for a job while an illegal, or holding a job while an illegal, or even being forced to constantly carry papers proving that you're here legally if you're on a temporary status or something like that. How significant are those rulings?
Well, the Supreme Court has determined that those things are not unconstitutional, but that those are in the purview of the federal government. And what laws we make for the country in terms of what a someone who's here illegally must do, or what someone must do if they're here legally as well, that is a federal decision. That means that the House and Senate can get together, and we as Congress with the President make that into law. But you can't just have the state of Arizona making it into law on its own. And that's a reasonable position. But the most important thing was whether or not the Supreme Court was going to recognize that if we're going to stop this massive flow of illegals into our country, all of us have to do our part, federal, state, and local. And the court today did determine that the state law enforcement can work in a way that helps facilitate the federal government's job of controlling illegal immigration.
We're talking with California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. And, sir, the strongest language in defense of Arizona's law pretty much across the board came from Justice Scalia today, who said in response to the parts that were struck down, quote, "The president said at a news conference that the new program is the right thing to do in light of Congress's failure to pass immigration reform legislation. Perhaps it is, though Arizona may not think so. But to say, as the court does, that Arizona contradicts federal law by enforcing applications of the Immigration Act that the president declines to enforce boggles the mind." How do you react to that statement?
Well, I think that what we have here is not just this administration, however, but it's gone back for 20 years now, that we've had this invasion of our country, and there's been inaction on the part of our, basically on the part of our legislative branch, I might add, because people are pandering to what they believe is the position of the Hispanic Americans, their voters who are Hispanic. And it's a mistake. And the fact is that Mexican Americans are very patriotic people, as are the rest of them. They are Americans more, just like Irish Americans are Americans more than they are Irish. And what we've had here is inaction on the part of the federal government, because basically leftists exploiting feelings within the Hispanic community and the natural feelings when you see poor people trying to come here illegally even to improve their life.
So you think ultimately that the president's actions to allow younger illegals who came under the care of their parents to obtain legal work permits and not face deportation will backfire among Hispanic voters?
You know what? I think it will, because Hispanic voters fully understand if you know, they are U.S. citizens, and they deserve every right and consideration of U.S. citizens, more than what we would give, for example, to someone who's here illegally. And it's their children who are going to be knocked out of the jobs. It's their children who aren't going to get the health care. It's their children who are not going to get the education, because we got a flood of illegals coming into our country, taking those slots that should go to Americans, whether they're Hispanic Americans or anybody else. So, but especially when you have people struggling to make better lives for themselves, and then you have somebody else's kid who's come here illegally take that person's education dollars, for example. That's simple against that community. And I believe that they there are many, many more people in the Hispanic community in the United States who are supportive of getting control of the borders and supportive of making sure that illegals don't get these benefits and jobs than people have been calculating.
Congressman, a lot of different factors converging here at about the same time. You had the president's move a little over a week ago that we've already talked about, kind of a version of the DREAM Act. We had, of course, Republicans on the House Oversight Committee holding Eric Holder in contempt, most likely a full House vote on that this week. And now, of course, the court decision. Where do you see this all heading in terms of the larger debate in the coming weeks and months?
Well, you know, we have a democratic process, and part of that democratic process is people are free to put things off. But eventually you come to a point where you're at a breaking point and you can't put things off, and whether it's the president or whether it's the legislative branch. And so it's not just the upcoming elections that have caused us to be more partisan, which I think is a wrong analysis. I think that the upcoming elections have forced people to start making decisions that they promised and how they will promise the voters of America. And since, you know, there has to be action associated with promises, or the voters will turn against you. So I see that there's a lot of things. You know, by the way, however, I really do believe we should have been acting much faster on Fast and Furious than we have. That this is not an election year ploy. This is a monstrous crime that we that the administration's been trying its best to put roadblocks in the way so we don't know about it.
We'll certainly be following that story this week as the House likely takes up the contempt vote in full. Congressman, as always, we appreciate your time greatly. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 46th congressional district, one of the leading voices on the immigration debate here in the United States. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.